A Twilight Fancy by Radcliffe Hall. Dear, give me the tips of your fingers to hold in this scented gloom, mid the sighs of the dying roses that steal through the breeze-swept room. I would have you but lightly touch me. A phantom might stir the dress in its passing of some lost lover with just such a faint caress. Or a butterfly wan with summer, brushed thus with his down-flecked wings, the bells of the altar lilies he touches and lightly rings. So give me the tips of your fingers, not your hand, lest I break the spell of the moment with too much passion and lose what I love so well.
Sunday in Liguria by Radcliffe Hall. This is the Sabbath day, the day of rest, that breathes so gently in this quiet place, with such insistent peace that for a space the silver olives on the mountain's crest forget to whisper, folded in the grace of lengthening shadows gathered from the noon. The clouds are golden, yet a placid moon slips out among them, calm and pale of face. O soul of mine, breathe in this holy thing that steeps the hills down to the dreaming sea. This endless prayer, the silent ecstasy, that like a great white bird on sunlit wing, hovers above the world. 'Tis given thee to merge thyself in this harmonious whole, and be content, seeking no higher goal. The earth is God's, today eternity.
Ardour by Radcliffe Hall. The thought of you has filled the night with wonder, the dawn with praise, till all my senses thrill like roses under the morning's rays. This love of ours has clad with newfound splendour the hills and streams, no forest glade but sighs of vast surrender in noontide dreams. No star in heaven but grants a starry lover some tender boon. No drifting cloud but longs to clasp and cover his lady moon. No song of bird that is not song of mating in sylvan shade. No sigh of wind that is not sigh of waiting for bliss delayed. The world itself a garden, where we wander mid passion flowers, or pause to kiss a while and fondly ponder this joy of ours.
The Meeting Place by Radcliffe Hall. I mind me of the hawthorn trees with cuckoos flying near. The hawthorn blossoms smelt so sweet, the cuckoo called so clear. The hill was steep enough to climb. It seemed to touch the sky. You saw two valleys from the top, the Severn and the Wye. The Severn and the Wye you saw, and they were always green. I think it was the prettiest sight that I have ever seen. And there, so far above the town, with not a soul to see, whenever she could slip away, my love would come to me. I never smell the hawthorn bloom or hear the cuckoo sing, but I am minded of my love and more than hills in spring.